All right, random thought. Are we getting, we as in black people, are we getting too racially sensitive?
Why and, gotta be black people?
Because that's who I'm talking about. You know, I don't see Asians or Puerto Ricans losing their shit over little things all the time. So there's this story where this white woman, this black guy and his girl are walking their dog. Mm-hmm. And this white woman tells them they need to stay in their hood. Now, context to it is that apparently there was some other dog that's been kind of a problem in that neighborhood. She thought it was theirs. And so she's telling me they need to stay in their hood. And they, of course, break out the cameras and recording it and took that as offensive. Now, she didn't say you need to go stay in, you N-words need to stay in your hood. She didn't say that. She just said stay in your hood. And these people got all upset and it got all a whole lot of views and all that stuff. And I'm just like, she didn't say anything bad. Just need to stay in your hood. Hood means neighborhood. And she's thinking you're from a different neighborhood. She didn't say you black people need to stay in your hood or you N-words. Just you need to stay in your hood with your dog. Are we getting a little too sensitive?
Is it the lack of the N-word that makes this not racially biased, or is the fact that she couldn't have said, you know, go back to your neighborhood, which has still been bad? Like, woman, who are you? How do you know I don't live here? I mean, honestly, what's she wasn't going to say that to somebody white. You know that.
But if she did say it to somebody white, would it still have the same sting as it does saying somebody black? It's the exact same message. You need to stay in your hood.
And if she said, you C-words better get back to your hood, they might take it that way.
Yeah, if she said, you crackers need to stay in your hood, that's racial. She just says, hey, you need to stay in your hood. That's not racial. She's just saying, hey, you don't belong out here because I've never seen you and your dog's been a problem. But she had the wrong dog. So her bad, right? She was wrong. But it's not racial.
Here's the thing about that, man. You've got to also keep in mind that there have been keywords that have been used, especially from that 2016 election. And you know this. There were times that there were certain keywords that were used. They would use these keywords because, well, I didn't call you the N-word.
But all I'm saying is I think we're getting a little too sensitive to assume that everything is because someone's black. We can't keep doing that. But
question,
I think
was the dog black too?
Don't know. Don't know, right? But still, I just think we're getting a little too sensitive. Everything is not racially motivated, and we can't just assume that this person is racist. And on top of that, this video goes viral. Her employer fires her. Mm. So similar to the whole Amy Cooper and how we started this whole thing, she gets fired.
Do not do that.
No. What I'm saying is similar to how an employer just fires the person. Like, that's what's happening. And I don't think
Amy Cooper tried
to
get that man killed.
Very true. But I'm saying I don't know if this girl is being racist. But for her employer to fire her because she told a couple black people with the dog that apparently there's been an issue with the dog in that neighborhood, saying you need to stay in your hood. You get fired over that? It's crazy.
You take your hood rat and you go back to your hood. Is that what she said?
Yeah. Now, if she said you N-words, you black MFs need to stay in your hood, yeah, fire all day. But she just said you need to stay in your hood. I don't think that warrants getting fired.
I don't think it warrants getting fired, but I don't discredit the fact that it was probably racially motivated. And it may not have been even, she may not even realize she was doing that. She just said it. And that shows some people have this underlying racial tone that they don't even know they have sometimes. And this racial bias that they don't even know they have. And sorry, but I'm not going to excuse her on everything. But yeah, you're right. She probably shouldn't have been fired just telling people to get in their hood. But they told her, I tell you what, you stay in your hood.
Yeah. Well, and I think when it comes to this whole getting fired thing, I think we have to evaluate what job they have. If you're in HR, you're in charge of hiring, and you have this racial bias that gets on the video, yes, you should be fired. If you're the person that puts the cheese on the nachos, I don't care. Be racist. Just put some cheese on my nachos. I don't care about how you feel about that. So I just think it just depends on what job they have determines whether they get fired.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
If they're showing, like, why is it black customers only get a quarter cup of cheese? White customers are getting a half a cup of cheese on their nachos, you racist.
Oh my God. It all comes down to the amount of cheese.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, you know, like this one. We are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 56. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
You know, a lot of controversy this week, this past week, and one of the people in the middle of it, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who has, you know, been outspoken for decades, right? Mm-hmm. I've been watching this Muhammad Ali documentary on PBS, right? And mm-hmm. you go back and you see when they had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali, you know, when they had all these big sports figures coming together to fight for racial equality. And for justice. So he's been doing this for a while. And now I think you're going to have some people that are going to turn against him in this sense, because he's always been very quiet, but very outspoken, but quietly outspoken, right? Never really caused any waves, especially in our community. But then now he's saying that he wants all NBA players, should be vaccinated. It's mm-hmm. a moral obligation, you know, to the teammates, to the fans, all the workers, everybody that works for the NBA needs to be vaccinated. And of course, mm-hmm. you know, this vaccination has caused a lot of issue everywhere, across political lines, across family lines, blood lines.
Well, I don't think a lot of people are going to go against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just because who he is. And any young NBA player that tries to talk trash about Kareem, I think they're going to take more smoke than Kareem will get. But right. I agree with him 100%. You mm-hmm. should be vaccinated. You know, these basketball players, they don't just... It'd be one thing if they isolate themselves, right? And I've seen a lot of people talk about how healthy they are. I mean, they watch everything that goes into their body and all that. And if that's your mindset, I yeah. agree with you that you don't mm-hmm. want to take the vaccine. But those people also aren't randomly all out in public and not, you know, they still wear masks and all those different things. But a lot of these basketball players, they're not. I mean, look at during the pandemic last year, people were sneaking out the bubble, going to strip yeah. clubs and all mm-hmm. that stuff. You know, you could potentially infect the team, you know, and infect the staff, as you said, fans, referees, the whole bit. So it's just part of it. Get the shot. And if you don't want to, then don't play. And I agree with what he said. I mean, you know, you probably can't fire them, you know, legally mm-hmm. for not getting vaccinated. But if they don't play a game, they don't get paid. So I don't know how that works, but I agree with Kareem 100% that these people are just being very arrogant. And I like how he called it out, that he said that he goes, "What I find especially disingenuous about the vaccine deniers is their arrogance at disbelieving immunology and other medical experts. Yet if their child was sick or mm-hmm. they themselves needed emergency medical treatment, how mm-hmm. quickly would they do exactly what those same experts told them to do?"
Exactly. You know,
so it's just
the hypocrisy.
To me, it just makes sense. Yeah, it just makes sense. And I think for the people that are these vaccine deniers, you know, if you're getting the flu shot every year, you don't know what's in that. You just assume that it's good because everybody's been getting and no one's arguing the flu shot. But it's going to come to a point that everybody will have to have had this vaccine. And it's going to happen. You can fight it all you want. You can be mad all you want, but you're ignorant.
They're not just passing the ball on the court, but off the court, these guys are passing around women as well, too. So, you yep. know, here's the problem. Now you're talking about a super spreader.
Yep.
In more ways than one. And I'm just
exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, be one thing if Kyrie Irving was just isolating himself at home with just him and his family, and only time he came out was to go play ball. And mm-hmm. that's it. Maybe I would get it. But your Andrew Wiggins, your Kyrie Irvings, who are like, "No, I don't want to get the shot. They're not going to play." It's just being ignorant. I mean, Kyrie Irving is ignorant anyway because he thinks that Earth is flat. So
yeah. And LeBron has been backing up Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on this and saying, you know, yes, we do need to get vaccinated. And, you know, LeBron's always been outspoken, and so it's now he's going to catch some flack from the anti-vaxxers just because, well, shut up and dribble. But then those who are in support are going to be supporting him in this. Matter of fact, I think one of your great buddies is supporting LeBron James here.
Yes, you know, the man we all love to hate, Ted Cruz, actually agrees with LeBron James. But here's the hypocrisy in Senator Ted Cruz. Mm-hmm. So He says that, I've never said this before, I agree with at King James. And this is a tweet that he did a few days ago. But listen to this part. We're talking about people's bodies and well-being. I don't think I personally should get involved in what other people should do for their bodies and livelihoods. Hmm. Now, Ted Cruz also thinks that women cannot get abortions in Texas and supports that bill. So the hypocrisy in what you're saying. So on the vaccine, it's their bodies, their choice. But when it comes to women's rights and women's reproductive rights, it's not their body, their choice anymore. It should be regulated. So again, I've said it before, I've said it again, Cancun Cruz needs to be voted out. Texans, pay attention to what this man is saying. We know he's full of shit, and we all need to work together to vote him out.
You know, if white men could get pregnant, abortions would be legal tomorrow.
Of course. Of course.
And Ted Cruz would be all for it. Abort now. Abort now. That'd be his campaign slogan.
Yeah, I think women should try to come together and put a bill that says men can no longer take the blue pill and all that, make all those things banned. You know, extends and all those things, like ban all that.
Yeah.
And see how far it's not going to get passed. But
of course not.
But see what that does. It's the exact same thing that these white men are doing to women.
How dare you tell men what to do with their body? If we want to take a blue pill to keep it up, stand up straight, at attention, ten, hoot. At the end of the day, and I'm going to give it from the man's perspective. We're doing it for you, ladies. This blue pill is for you. So you don't have to go cheat with the pool man and the pool boy. We're doing this for you. So you don't have to be labeled a cougar. Think about that for a minute. Now you don't have to go chase the young buck. You got the old buck who's good for about 2-3 minutes. But it'll be a good 2-3 minutes.
I disagree, because there's no pill that you take to make your tongue work. And as long as that works, you can do something to help a lady out.
That's a woman's job. I'm trying to think of the most male chauvinistic thing I can think of today.
Yeah.
No. Argument.
Yeah. No. Disagree. But pay attention to what's going on in politics and vote Ted Cruz out.
I love the fact that you have, you know, take this. This is a big issue right here. It's in the NBA. Ted Cruz inserts himself and you go, yeah, this is it. And you find it, you bring it to the forefront, and you let your people know. Because, you know, you've got to keep them informed as to why. You know, you've stuck to the whole snowpocalypse and why you wanted him out in the first place. And as you find these new things, you bring it up and you share it so that people know about it. And you're trying to activate the base to go out and vote him out. And I applaud your efforts. However,
thank you.
As I constantly tell you, Texas is going to Texas. Texas is going to Florida. Texas is going to Flexus. And Ted Cruz will be right back in there next year. And unfortunately, he'll also be a presidential candidate in 2024. So, and it'll be all Texas's fault. So I appreciate your efforts, though.
You shut your mouth when you talk to me.
You see, you're getting this whole Ted Cruz thing. The hypocrisy of it.
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. But I still have faith that we can do this. We just have to remember. And that's why I keep reminding people, we just have to remember this bullshit and the blatant hypocrisy in his tweet this week, and the fact that there were over 600 women's marches yesterday and throughout the U.S. I'm hoping that people don't forget what this man is about. And so all I can do is do my part to try to get him out.
You know, speaking of this bullshit, got this in rgrtpod@gmail.com. Interesting story. I saw the headline and just went, huh? It says, missing man joined search party for himself. What happened? This Turkish man, he had met up with some friends and, you know, they had some drinks, whatnot. Then he later wandered off into the forest. They couldn't find him. So they started a search party. Well, this man notices people are looking for something and he joins the search party. Until he finds out they're looking for him. It just gets me thinking, what's the craziest thing you've done while you were drunk? Because that's wild. Think about that. You're there, and you see people looking. So you, being the kind, generous person you are, you would have joined the search party.
Okay, but hold on. Let's talk about his friends that started the search party. If you're going to do a search party, normally you at least show a picture to everybody. This is who we're looking for. Right. So how do the other people all of a sudden see the man sitting next to him and not realize this is the dude that we're walking around looking for?
So we blame his friends for this because obviously...
Search party because they didn't know who they were looking for. Either. They just started. It's almost like a you know, when you're in New Orleans and all of a sudden you just see a second line going through the street of New Orleans. You just join in. It's someone's wedding. You have no idea who these people are. You just jump in. That's what I feel happened in this search party where people just walk in. People are like, oh, there's people looking for somebody. Let's just jump in. Who are you looking for? This dude. What's he look like? I don't know, but we're all in it together.
We'll find him.
Yeah, we're gonna find him. Damn it.
You know what? Black people understand this, and I'll tell you why. Because if you're standing around and somebody just runs by, you're gonna take off running too. Depending on the urgency they're running with, you're not waiting to find out what's happening or what they're running from. You're gonna run too. And there was a parody of this where everybody just starts running after this, and it stops. Like, where are we running from? Nothing. I was out for a jog.
And I can't think of, well, I can tell you one thing I've never done drunk is just wander off into the woods because I don't do that kind of thing.
I don't do that sober.
Yeah, I don't do that sober. I'm not running through any woods. But, God, I mean, there's so many stupid stories of things that I did when I was drunk. Yeah. And a lot of them I don't even remember. That's the kind of drunk I am. Like, I don't get angry and whatever. I'm still the same person. I just come to a point where I just stop remembering everything. Then I wake up in bed and I'm just like, do I owe anybody an apology? And I start trying to like replay the night, you know, in my head to see what I did. I can think of one time, one thing I did. I know that was, I was drunk and it was so stupid. Me and a coworker and there's a vendor that took us out for dinner and drinks in Austin. And then we leave there and we go to this other place called Rainy Street. And we meet up with, well, we just meet these three girls. Now, one of my friends that was with me, he's gay. And so we're talking to these girls and he just like grabs one of their boobs. And I'm like, how is it that gay guys can just grab boobs and it's okay? Uh-oh. And uh-oh. So I'm talking to this girl and I'm interested, but I am hammered. And so I'm flirting with her and insulting her at the same time. So there would be moments where she's like into me. And then I would say something like, oh girl, you know, you can't dance, whatever. I can look at you and tell you can't dance. I mean, you're probably not even good in bed. And then she's not interested. And then I would say something else. Now she's interested. And then I would say something just totally, I went back and forth where this girl was interested, not interested. And my friend gave me shit for like weeks about that. And I don't remember anything that I said, but apparently I was interested in this girl, but just kept saying stupid things that would ruin it.
I got to really question this girl that kept going interested, uninterested, interested, uninterested. After you got her uninterested about once or twice, she should have known better.
You know, the charm, right? I mean, it can go either way. Or shit, I shouldn't say that. The at just Terrell charm can go either way. Sometimes it can get people in and then you're out, but it can work, you know, just... I don't know what I did, but I think that's the story that sticks out in my head of how I just ruined that situation.
I remember a night, and I think it involved MD 2020, Mad Dog 2020. And I think you were there that night. So we're at UTSA, and we end up at this club, didn't know that there was a performer there. So we're at the front of the stage. The guy who sings, I like to move it, move it. He gets on stage, right? His dancers are there. And one of the dancers comes right in front of us, puts her leg up on the bar, and you know, I turn to you and go, we got to go. And I think I turned, and then next thing you know, I felt like somebody hit me in the back of my head. Then I felt myself elevating. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? And it was really, y'all just picking me up off the ground, right? I get up, and it's like, okay. And then start carrying me because I can't see anything. And I'm like, I can't see. My eyes open. I can't see. And y'all are just dragging me out of the club. And I'm like, I can't see.
Now, funny is I remember that. I remember your face.
And then we get in the car. I'm in the back seat. Y'all roll the windows down. And as we start driving, the wind gets in my face. And all of a sudden, my vision comes back. Oh. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely remember that night because you're just... I can't see. Again, we're just like, what the hell is wrong with this dude? And then you fall, so the bouncers, everything comes. We're like, no, we got it. It's cool. And we had to leave the club. We're like, why you ruin our night?
I think there was something else involved earlier that night, too, that kind of allowed that to happen. But, yeah, that was a bad night.
Remember the night? I think this is the first time I ever smoked weed. Mm. And I think we were – I forget whose house we were at, but –
At Daniel's apartment,
and then going to some people's house, and you and I are just so high, and it's the first time I'd ever did it, and I just remember we just like look at each other and like bust up laughing, and nothing was funny, but we just kept looking at each other laughing, and I was like, this is what weed does to people.
I will say this: San Antonio is the reason why I never got in the habit of smoking weed, because. You're talking about a joint that four people can get on and high as hell. While, you know, get to the East Coast and everybody's doing blunts and they're smoking four or five blunts and still walking around. Yeah, San Antonio didn't allow that. So for me, it was like, yeah, no, I can't do this. Because I get too paranoid. I don't feel like I'm in control. Not like you're in control when you drink alcohol, but you feel like you are. So whatever. So for me, it was in that sense. And San Antonio kind of set that the one. There was one. I think this was another Mad Dog 2020 story. Because y'all still claim I kissed that dog, and I didn't. let's leave these stories before I get in more trouble. There's another one that came in from rgrtpod@gmail about Chipotle. Karen, you got that one, don't you?
Oh, goodness. So I wouldn't even call her Chipotle Karen. This is different because she took being a Karen to a whole nother level. So this woman goes to a Chipotle in the mall, right? Mm-hmm. And apparently they told her they were closed. And that's 5:00. So I don't understand. So she gets mad, pulls out a gun, and says, I want to speak to the manager. And she goes,
the manager's like, nah, I'm good.
If you don't make my food, there's going to be a problem. So the employee's pushing the security deal. And so they went ahead and made her food. She puts the gun back in her purse, takes her food, and leaves. And so now they're all trying to find her. You know, they ask if you have any information. But I'm just thinking to myself, A, two things. They close at 5, which I've never seen a Chipotle close at 5:00. But not only did she get mad and ask to speak to the manager, she pulled out a gun and said, I want to speak to the manager, and if y'all don't make my food, there's going to be a problem. She was really hungry.
And put some extra cheese on that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is the total description of hangry. I am so hangry right now that I'm willing to go to jail if you don't make my Chipotle right now.
But here's my problem. How long did it take them? How quick are these employees at Chipotle to make this food too fast for the security to show? Why do I have a security button if security's not going to show up in time to catch this person leaving?
I don't know, but it takes what? I've been to Chipotle, and even with the line, by the time I walk up and I tell them what I want in my bowl, that whole process takes 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. So could you have just made it for? I don't know. There's so many missing things.
Oh, now you want to blame the workers.
Yeah, somebody's super hungry. Y'all close at 5, but you still have everything up. It'd be one thing if, like, you were about to lock the doors and walk out. Everything's put away. There's nothing hot. There's nothing cooked. Total different scenario. But if you still have all the stuff sitting right there, just go ahead and make it for it real quick.
Well, they did, apparently.
Well, they did, but under duress. Like, they had to. The gun was in their face.
I can only imagine the manager in the back, like, I want to speak to the manager. No, she don't. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not with that 357. I'm good.
I just wanted to
make the sandwich.
I want to know what that's like. Just like, I said extra guacamole. Oh, shoot. Oh, sorry.
Double up the meat.
Yeah. And I better not get charged for making me wait. But there's so many missing pieces to this story. But I can't believe this woman not only asked to speak to the manager, but pulled out some heat and asked to speak to the manager. Like, she was willing to go down over a bowl.
I've had Chipotle before. It's never been that good that I want to pull out a gun and say, I definitely need it. Now, some Chick-fil-A? right. I get it.
Maybe. But hold on. What if she was smoking weed earlier and she had the munchies? Now, when you have the munchies, you are determined, like, I want that and I need that right now or I'm going to die. You know, we've been there. Like, I don't smoke weed, but I love edibles. And so I've been there where I'm super hungry. I'm like, if I don't eat this, I'm going to die. So maybe that's what she was feeling. So I'm just trying to give her a benefit of the doubt. But I've never heard of a story where this woman pulls out a gun because she wants food. So...
Well, imagine the man who doesn't please her.
That would, could you imagine you better not finish before I finish.
This is not a race. It's a marathon.
No.
Back to work.
No. I don't think, I couldn't perform. I just have to get shot. I'm like, I'm sorry. This doesn't. Now, here's the weird thing. What if that turns you on even more? Like, that's your kink. You find out that's your kink. I need a gun in my face that turns me on.
Nah, bro. I'm good.
I'm sorry. But like, hey, we need to break up. This is just not going to work out.
Yeah, this ain't happening. If that's, especially if that's her kink.
Well, but that's the weird thing. What if you're just, hey, you know what turns me on? Reach under that pillow, put that gun in my face. Don't worry, it's not loaded. And then talk shit to me while I'm doing, like, everybody has a kink. I'm just saying, everybody has a kink. And if her kink is she gets turned on by putting a gun in your face, like it's a power deal, you might just have to break up.
That could be Bao's kink.
Ooh.
That's why Johnny's scared. Hey, for those of you who are not watching our Married at First Sight recaps, you definitely got to check it out. Every Wednesday, we drop those Wednesday nights. We're, episode 12, I think, this week is what we'll be on. And don't forget, whatever. Of course, every week, Monday, we drop the audio episodes of Regular Guys Random Thoughts. And then on Tuesday, we drop the video on YouTube. And, of course, Wednesday, Married at First Sight recaps. We do audio and video. And the way things are going, and thank you to all the prayer warriors out there, it looks like we may be doing season 14, too.
Nope. I need Gil and Merla to just not work out. Come on, Merla. Go full crazy Merla and make Gil realize, nope, I want the divorce. Need that.
Merla, go Michaela. If you have no idea what we're talking about, that's because you need to be watching these recaps, too. So yeah. Make sure you do. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Coffeeing it up this morning, man. Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some bullshit articles that you've seen, and we'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers, brother.